The district attorney's office reports 57-year-old Arthur Jones of Hoopa pleaded guilty to the sale and transportation of meth. He also agreed to forfeit the sum of $100,000. It was a case in September of last year. Agents from the Humboldt County Drug Task Force stopped Arthur Jones for a suspected vehicle code violation. During that stop, Jones acknowledged there was legally possessed marijuana in the car, but he denied the agent's request to search the vehicle. After a trained police dog detected the presence of drugs, agents conducted a probable cause search and they discovered 2 pounds of processed marijuana, but they reported a half ounce of meth. Agents also searched Jones' residence pursuant to the search, and they found an additional 5 pounds of processed marijuana, as well as 5 ounces of meth. Jones is scheduled to be sentenced and faces up to 4 years, 8 months in custody. The Eureka Police Department conducted a sweep through Old Town yesterday, and when all was said and done, 5 people had been arrested. Another 15 were cited for various violations of city code. Officers targeted areas in Old Town after numerous complaints from businesses and residents about quality of life issues. Officers targeted unlawful camping, public intoxication, prostitution, and illegal dumping during the sweep. More than 1,000 pounds of garbage were collected at several locations during the sweep and taken into custody were Donovan Powers, Robert Moon, Hamza Gray, Jillian Burke, and Christopher Morgan, all for probation violations. The City of Eureka announced yesterday that the new Fisherman's Terminal building has earned a gold certificate from the Green Building Council for its design and energy efficiency. The building was noted for the efficient use of recycled materials and salvaged wood, the use of solar power to offset energy use, low wattage lighting, and effective insulation, as well as a low-impact water system, among other things. City Manager David Tyson said of the building, and in recognition that it's a source of pride for the City Council, staff, and project team, it'll serve the fishing industry in an energy-efficient manner for years to come. The building provides storage and refrigeration space for local fishermen, as well as space for a retail and a cafe location, while the surrounding areas were designed for outdoor events and activities in the waterfront area. In Gold Beach, Oregon, the National Weather Service in Medford has issued a hazardous seas warning now in effect until 10 p.m. this evening. The small craft advisory for winds is now in effect from 10 p.m. this evening to 10 p.m. tomorrow. Winds will strengthen to 25 to 30 tonight and persist overnight. More KINS news after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Camera.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanland's is a locally owned business and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The California Highway Patrol wants to remind drivers that during winter on the North Coast, fog, rain, and wet roadways make driving a little more dangerous, and that when the weather forces you to turn on your windshield wipers, it's also time to turn on your headlights. Since 2008, the California Vehicle Code requires that when your windshield wipers are continuously in use, you must also have your headlights on to increase your visibility to other drivers. Garberville Area Commander Adam Yeager says that it's all about safety and making sure you're visible on the road. Citing the alarming increase in the cost of tuition and fees, state lawmakers have launched the Middle Class Scholarship Proposal to assist middle and lower income families and students to be able to afford the cost of college. The Middle Class Scholarship Program covers students from families with an income below $150,000 per year, but who are not eligible for financial aid and scholarships. Would be valued at about $4,000 per year, and Speaker of the State John Perez, the sponsor of the proposal, says that the cost of the scholarships, well, it could be fully funded by revoking a tax break for out-of-state corporations. The scholarships would be available to students attending either a UC campus or a CSU campus, and it's included in 2 bills to be brought before the legislature, one to approve the scholarship program and the other to revoke the tax break. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.